it is also possible to come to a finding of no harassment. There are two cases where this could happen. The first is a good faith complaint of perceived harassment, and the second is an illegitimate complaint where false information is knowingly provided. In a legitimate complaint, factual and accurate information is provided, but a reasonable person would not be offended by the reported behavior. Or perhaps there is a misunderstanding about what someone actually said. That's why a full and fair investigation always means getting both sides of the story. In these cases, the complainant should still be protected from retaliation, even though there has been no violation of your policy. Now, for the second case, false complaints are fortunately very rare. However, when they do occur, they are a very serious matter. If a claimant lies to you in order to cause trouble for another employee, you need to work with your human resources or legal department, or your manager. It is absolutely essential that your investigation is conclusive and your findings are certain before you decide what action to take. Serious discipline may be required.